Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, when we hit this stage of the day, I always get very, very excited. Why? Because I'm usually pretty hungry around now, so I love to call my good friend Ian Gentle, our blind chef, who's going to give us all the lowdown on the best meals to cook for ourselves. Ian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Chris, and I hope to make you drool this morning.
Well, you usually manage it, but I'm especially excited for today, Ian, because I think a lot of us have the tendency when we have a particular type of food in mind that we think the preparation of it would just maybe be a little bit too tough. So we have a tendency to pick up the phone and to dial for takeaway. I'm, of course, talking about Indian meals.
Exactly. Well, this meal, and all meals usually consist of more than one dish. I mean, I love Indian cuisine, and a favorite meal of mine is a chicken kebab dish served with Gujarati carrot salad and Gujarati green beans. So what I propose to do, Chris, over the next 3 weeks is give you the recipe for each element of that meal. So this week, it's the simple and utterly delicious Gujarati carrot salad. Next week, it'll be the Gujarati green beans. And the week after, it'll be the chicken kebabs.
I've got my cloth out, Ian. I'm just mopping up the drool just now. I'm so excited for this, Ian, because as you've said, so often with your fantastic recipes, there's only the one dish. With this meal, you're actually going to prepare us over the next 3 weeks, three dishes that all go together.
Absolutely. So here we go with Gujarati carrot salad. The ingredients you'll need will be, this is for four people, basically, about a pound, that's 450 grams of carrots, 2 to 3 tablespoons of sunflower oil, half a teaspoonful of salt, a tablespoon of black mustard seeds, the juice of half a lemon, and some chopped coriander to garnish. For equipment, we need our trusty Y-shaped peeler, and I noticed that there is one available in the RNIB online shop.
There absolutely is, yes. RNIB.org.uk to access the shop, but we are very excited every time you bring up the Y-shaped peeler, Ian, because we know that we have it. We've got it in store.
Indeed, and they call it a safety peeler. Anyway, we also need a chopping board, a small sharp knife, a medium sharp knife, a food processor with the coarse grating disc, or a hand grater. And in fact, there is a hand grater available, again, on the RNIB online shop in the kitchen section. It's easy to use. You need a large frying pan, a slice for turning, measuring spoons, tablespoon and teaspoon, and a lemon squeezer. Now the method. Peel the carrots with the Y-shaped peeler. Cut off the tops and the tips. Set up the food processor with the coarse grating disc and feed the carrots into the processor and finally grate them. Take the top off the processor and feel around and remove any large chunks of carrot that may have slipped through, and you can finally slice these and throw them back into the mass of carrots, or grate the carrots with a hand grater. Then you wash the coriander and shake off all the excess water. Lay the coriander on the chopping board with the stems to the left, if you're right-handed like me, and the leafy end to the right. Gather the leafy end together with the fingers of your left hand, with the knuckles and fingernails facing to the right. Place the flat of the medium sharp knife against your fingernails and finely chop the coriander, moving your fingers back a tiny bit after each cut until you have about a tablespoonful of chopped herb. Now set that aside. Now we put the oil into the frying pan. Add the black mustard seeds. Turn the heat to high and heat the mustard seeds until you hear them starting to pop. Allow them to go on popping for about 30 seconds, and then you turn the heat down as low as it will go. Add the grated carrot. Use the slice to turn the carrots in the hot oil and keep on doing this for a few minutes until the carrots are completely integrated with the oil and the mustard seeds. Then turn the heat off and add the salt and the lemon juice. Give them another good mixing with the slice and turn the carrots out into a bowl. Sprinkle on the chopped coriander all over the carrots and serve. Now, as well as being part of this particular meal, this salad goes well with lots of dishes. Tonight, I'm serving that sea bass salad I gave you the recipe for a few weeks ago, and I'm serving it with new potatoes and broccoli, and I'll serve it with this salad. In fact, I made it this afternoon. I always make what I'm going to present to you before I do the presentation. But you can also serve it alongside a conventional green leaf salad. It's really ever so versatile, and it is delicious, I promise you.
I was just thinking to myself there, well, as well as a side dish, this, of course, could be a starter in and of itself.
In and of itself, or as a part of another starter. It's really, you can use it to garnish things with. It's a really useful little salad, and it takes no time to make, and it's very, very simple. And honestly, once you taste it, Chris, I promise you, it's got a delicious nutty flavour that goes really well with the lemon and the carrot flavour.
Well, I look forward to that. I also look forward, of course, to hearing about the main course and the third part of this fantastic meal. You're going to come back, Ian, and tell us how to do each of those over the next few weeks.
Next week, it will be Gujarati green beans.
And I know, Ian, as well, that this recipe, you don't mind in mentioning that it comes from one of your favourite cookbooks.
Absolutely. Way back in 1982, when I was still sighted, Madhya Jaffrey was just breaking onto the scene, and they gave her a television program, and she brought out a book to go with it, which is simply called Madhya Jaffrey's Indian Cookery. And I learned so much about Indian cookery from that book. Sadly, it's not available as an audio book, which is great. Some of her books are, but that one, which was the first one, isn't. And it really is an excellent book. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Thanks so much for that, Ian, and I look forward to next week speaking to you once more. Of course, if you want to hear any more from Ian Gentle and to download some of his previous fantastic recipes, you can do so on our Audio Boom channel, or you can access our Facebook page. Just search for RNIB Connect Radio on facebook.com. Ian Gentle, thanks so much, and I'll speak to you again next week, sir.
Look forward to it, Chris.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.